Yeah, man, that would be like Tantalus, where you're in the lake and you go to you're in the lake surrounded by water and you're so thirsty and you go to lean down, take a sip, and the water disappears.
Yeah,
I'd want coffee, but because of the Believers, because of John Schlesinger and Martin Sheen and the Believers,
tastes like shit.
Yeah, I can't think about coffee makers or how coffee gets made. It was terrifying. It was really like
I haven't watched it in a long time.
Good movie. And then what happens is years later, or not years later, you know, he becomes a single. He is a single dad.
Yeah.
And then he's got some old family friends, and he's investigating. He's a religious expert, I think, if I remember correctly, or something. But they're investigating this Blue Haria cult that you know, where they mix Santeria and fucking Satanism, voodoo or whatever.
Yeah.
And then it's just revealed that, like, there's these people that will trade their firstborn kid for, like, monetary success, societal, you know, forward momentum.
Yeah, yeah. Good things.
Child sacrifice. Yeah, but good things from horrible act.
And, yeah, yeah.
It's good, man, and it's a really fucking taut thriller. It's really well made and easily remade, so yeah, I'm sure it'll be coming soon. Man, all of this just to talk about the fucking art thread.
I think literally it's like we started with the art thread.
And we got to close with it because it's the best thing in the world. I found it the other day because I set it up. Somebody referenced it in one of the Smodcast threads because there was one guy who did this beautiful picture. His name's Polarberry, I think, on the board. Beautiful piece of artwork based on one of the Smodcasts that I was like, Jesus fucking Christ, that's...
What? Like, that's
did you
one.
Pay for somebody pay you for this? Which one did you see?
I mean, the only image I've ever seen, which is
of us with you and me, you battling Jesus and me like jab motherfucker. Yeah, yeah. Yes, that dude. That dude. I think his style is brilliant. And the dude is real. Like I've read his posts and he talks about like it's really nothing. I just kind of sketch it and then color. But it's just like, dude, this shit looks amazing.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
It's pro. It's like this dude. He just knows how to play and shit. So. Other people have drawn shit too, and then I was, and somebody referenced like, "Hey, there should be one section." I was asking, "You shall receive." And I created a thread that's called Smart. It's the Smod Art file, Smodcast inspired art. And you know, I created it, and then for the last month and a half, I've been kind of busy working on the movie like that. This is on our message board on our website. You can follow along if you go to viewaskew.com and go to the message board. And it's going to be, I think it's a stickied topic. I don't think it's a one of the top topics. It's a second level down. But it'll be up there. It'll be within the first 20 posts on the board, on the message board. And it says SMART with capital S, capital M, and then ART. So I hadn't thought about it. I came back to it the other night. And... it's just wonderful.
Like, how many pieces are there?
I can't. I mean, let's say 20, 30.
Yeah, yeah. But starting.
A varying quality. But even the ones that aren't like, you know, that don't show a natural ability to draw have a wit to them that are like maybe. And I can't figure out whether it's because like the things they're depicting remind me of the Smodcast, like that I enjoy them so much.
Yeah.
Or... you know, and so at that point, I'm not appreciating their art as much as reappreciating my own through their art, where I'm like, I am funny.
Yeah.